Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. I've had the occasion these past few months to encounter many people experiencing a test of endurance. Tests of endurance are presented to us, and I believe the Bible indicates it's all of us, to both examine this and strengthen our faith. In other words, while God knows what the result will be, we do not. We will give up trying to do as God commands and do our own thing in search of joy, or will we find God's way, which often doesn't feel all that joyful as we look at the fun others are having outside of God's parameters. The fact of the matter is, either way is challenging. Sinfulness may feel good when you're committing the sin, but the repercussions are always more punishing than any happiness we experience from the sin. Following God often means sacrificing some things that may be a lot of fun, but what the Apostle Paul called running the race focuses us not on what we gain while here on earth, but when our time here is done and we experience heaven. That doesn't mean Christians can't have fun. We find a way. We're told in God's Word to find joy in all things, and perhaps one of the most difficult areas to find it for many is in marriage. I'm hearing more and more about people who have decided God's way in marriage is for the birds, and they fly off freely as if happiness with someone else is assured, only to discover they have the same issues and challenges. The lie is that the happiness we seek is somewhere else, when it is with us all the time. God's way in marriage, which is sacred, is to lovingly create the life you want, not by expecting your spouse to focus on making you happy, but by focusing on making your spouse happy. Making your own happiness dependent on your spouse's happiness is how God designed us to be. Unfortunately, most of the people I see in unhappy marriages are not happy and are just waiting for their spouses to get their act together and live life for one purpose, to make them happy. Christ, of course, wasn't married, but his life on earth was in its entirety a model of endurance for us. He endured his scourging, his torture, and his crucifixion for us, suffering those things while representing all the sin in the world, symbolically killed along with our Savior. No, I'm not equating marriage with torture, but with the need to endure as Christ did, to remain in the Father's will. But none of those things, the scourging, the torture, the crucifixion, was the hardest challenge Christ faced. The Bible gives no indication that Christ complained, bathed himself in self-pity, or blamed others for the injustice perpetrated upon him. The hardest challenge Christ faced was when he hung from the cross, quoting Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In other words, where are you? This is the only time we know of that Christ felt the absence of the Father, and while he endured all the things leading up to being nailed on the cross without complaint, it was the absence of the Father that led to his only self-centered cries, even then quoting Scripture for a purpose. The lesson for us? Make your joy an effort to always be in the Father's will. Always be ready for the return of Jesus Christ to save his faithful. That is the ultimate test of endurance. If Christ were to come back tonight, would you be ready? Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season that ends with Easter, when we commemorate Christ's rise from the dead, our proof that there is an afterlife that is perfectly led by Jesus. Believe in the truth that is Jesus Christ. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.